Romans chapter 9. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying, with my conscience jointly bearing me witness by Holy Spirit, that I have great sorrow and continual distress in my heart. For I could vow that I myself were accursed from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, who have the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the instituting of the law and the service and the promises, of whom the fathers are, and from whom Christ is as regards the flesh, who is above all, God blessed throughout the ages. Amen. But it is not so that the word of God has failed. For it is not all those of Israel who are Israel, nor is it so that because they are the seed of Abraham, they are all children. But in the line of Isaac your seed will be called. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but rather that the children of the promise are counted as seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time I will come, and Sarah will have a son. And not only this, but Rebekah also conceived from one man, Isaac, our father. For while they had not yet been born, and had not done anything good or bad, so that the purpose of God should stand by choice, not of works, but by him who does the calling, it was said to her, "The elder will serve the younger." As it stands written, "I have loved Jacob, but I have hated Esau." What then shall we say? Surely there is no injustice with God. May it not be so? For he says to Moses, "I will show mercy to whomever I will show mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion." So then, it is not a matter of him who wishes, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, "I raised you up for this very thing, that I might show my power by means of you, and so that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth." So he has mercy on whom he wishes, and he hardens whom he wishes. Then you will say to me, "Why does he blame anyone then? For who is withstanding his will? Rather, O man, who are you to answer back to God? Will the artifact say to the fashioner, 'Why did you make me like this?' Or does the potter not have the power over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel having honour, but another lacking honour? So what if God, wishing to show anger and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and acted in order that he might make the riches of his glory known on vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory? Us whom he called, not only out of the Jews, but also out of the Gentiles. As he also says in Hosea, 'I will call those who are not my people, my people, and her who was not beloved, beloved.' And it will be the case that in the place where it was said to them, 'You are not my people,' there they will be called 'the sons of the living God.'" And Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, "Even if the number of the sons of Israel is like the sand of the sea, the remnant will be saved. For he will conclude the matter and make decrees in righteousness, because the Lord will carry out the pronouncement which has been decreed on the earth." And as Isaiah foretold, "If the Lord of hosts had not left us a seed, we would have become like Sodom, and we would have been made to resemble Gomorrah." What then shall we say? That the Gentiles, who do not pursue righteousness, have attained righteousness, and righteousness out of faith at that. But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not come up to the standard of the law of righteousness. How come? Because they pursued it not out of faith, but out of works of the law. For they stumbled at the stumbling block, as it stands written, "Behold, I put a stumbling block in Zion, and a rock of offence, but no one who believes in it will be put to shame."